fucked upside down.
Jesus Christ.
Lee's Diner. At four down, need two MS vehicles. What the hell happened here? Somebody run him over?
No, man. It was a fight. One guy took them all out in like seconds.
He's still in there. That's him.
Turn around, mister. You see your hands. Slowly.
Military ID. Expired. $38 and a toothbrush. But no home address. In other words, homeless. Aggravated assault is a second-degree felony in this state, Mr. Reacher. First name Jack, no middle name. You're looking at 10 to 20 years once those boys you beat out there are fit to testify. Process him. Get him to county.
Two things are going to happen in the next 90 seconds.
Excuse me.
First, the phone over there is going to ring. Second, we're going to start the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program.
Well, that is one magnificent prophecy, Mr. Reacher.
Yeah, I predicted a fucking payphone was going to ring. Not super common. I'm also predicting you going to jail.
What are you talking about?
With cell phones and shit, people don't really need them. It's just going to keep on ringing.
Sheriff Raymond Wood. Who the hell are you?
I'm Jack Reacher, bitch, and the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program starts now.
Hello and welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. I am Mike. I am joined by, nobody that you're used to. Our good pal. Can I call you inappropriate Mike?
Sure.
You guys may remember Mike. He was on an episode way back in February of 2014. It's been that long. Can you believe it?
We're big boys now.
I know we're old. You got it.
Lean in on it.
Lean in.
Okay.
Better known as Drunky G to listeners of the show. Mike is on my hockey team, and he told me a story several years ago. I mean, years have passed, Mike, since you told the story. So that details might be foggy now.
Yeah, bear with me.
It might be a little different. It might not have the same impact as what you basically what I'm getting at. You told me what I consider to be the greatest story of all time.
Wow.
And I've been trying for a really long time to get the story. Because I feel my listeners deserve it.
I think most of them would share the fear of something like this.
And see, you're a bit of a skeptic. And so I also wanted to talk to you about this other thing. Have you heard about these nootropics?
No.
The nootropics, it's like a, it's like pills for your noggin.
Oh, wait, yeah, I have heard that. That's
like
some
the
sort
Joe
of
Rogan. The Joe Rogan is always talking about these nootropics. It makes him smarter and stuff. It's probably bullshit, though, right?
I don't know. He seems pretty smart.
Yeah, I feel like I'm losing my marbles. You know, do you feel like the cold fingers of death slowly working its way to your throat?
Yeah.
As we age.
Yeah, numbness in parts that used to be active.
You feel shitty all the time, right?
Yeah, like a Prozac-induced lifestyle.
What happened to us, man? What happened to us? We were so full of energy and you know, what have you, and now it just feels like we're inching ever closer to the dirt.
We're not taking the right pills. We need some Nugenics.
That's what it is. So the Joe Rogan, he keeps talking about these pills that help you keep your marbles together. Because I feel like I can't focus on anything, and I'm all scatterbrained. And so I'm hoping there's a mystery cure out there that you know that everybody doesn't know about. You know, that'll give me the edge, right? You know, that I can sneak back into the game. But that's probably, I'm probably their target demographic. They're probably trying to get me. It's probably just bullshit. I want you to tell me that it could, but you're not up on the topic. So
I'm not. But
I thought for sure if anybody would have known about it, it would have been you.
I'm more intrigued by the conspiracy stuff that goes on, but
not brain pills.
I had heard that there's some places trying to ban it or something. For test taking or for college students taking SATs, I think it was Nugenics they were talking about.
Well, they say that it's if you're expecting that Bradley Cooper movie, you could keep on goddamn dreaming.
Yeah.
But
Joe Rogan's like taking bong rips every 5 minutes, so I think it's a whole regimen you have to start on, Mike.
So I need
start
more than
the
nootropics. I need some bong rips too. I need the whole
those
thing.
Breakthrough connections. Yeah,
I probably need to eat better.
If you think maybe exercise once a month,
right?
You get
right,
it once a week.
Yeah, I get 1 hour of exercise once a week. Really, not even an hour, because I'm kind of waiting back for somebody to come to me, and then I, you know, exercise real quick. You know, I just went Sunday in the game. Like, it wasn't even like a particularly like a demanding play. I just like went down to stop a shot, just like normal, and I felt this weird pain in my knee that like went away immediately, but the next morning my fucking knee hurt like crazy.
Is it still?
No, it's so weird. Like yesterday I was thinking there's something fucked up with my knee for real. Like I need to like make a doctor's appointment. I need to quit hockey altogether. I'm too old for this shit. You know, because if you really think about it, I mean, is the risk of like a pretty decent injury really worth what we're doing? I mean, it's silly nonsense.
I mean, I got my tooth knocked out, and that was almost the end of it for me.
It's silly nonsense that we're doing that serves no real purpose. And you know, I got this knee thing, and it hurt like hell. And I was like, God damn it! What if I like break my leg, and I'm not able to like walk around at work, and I'm not able to do my job, and I can't afford that, And you know, what if something happens? I guess what if something happens with anything?
Right.
Really?
But to have to explain it as a life-altering injury due to roller hockey once a week, it's pretty weak.
I guess what I'm asking is, what are we even doing? What are we doing? Like, is this what we want to spend our last remaining minutes on this goddamn earth doing?
Man,
is playing
good outlook.
Playing a silly game that means nothing. And whacking each other with metal sticks. What are we doing with our lives?
Yeah.
So you got hit in the face. Did somebody punch you and knock a tooth out, or did you get
no,
hit with a puck?
That was a stick lift.
Oh, so somebody lifted your stick and you hit yourself.
Lifted my stick and another guy's
face.
Stick, and his stick hit my front tooth, and it was already a artificial tooth that so got it, knocked out when I was a teenager, but it broke it off the crown or whatever.
So they hit you right in the fake tooth?
Yeah.
Man, that's just bad luck.
I know.
Just bad luck. How'd you knock it out in the first place?
I was, I think, 19 and came back for a summer break from college and was just throwing baseball up in the air, walking backwards, and it just glanced off the top of my glove and popped me right in the tooth.
So you were throwing the ball up in the air by yourself?
Yeah.
And you just missed one?
I just missed one. It's terrible. To your point, these are the kind of stories we're left to explain to people.
We just need to put fucking bubble wrap all over ourselves right. And just eat lots of vegetables. Yep. And forget joy. I mean, we've had our joy. Now we're just waiting to die, right?
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
Face it, Mike. The good years are gone.
There's still passion.
You feel it?
There's still some newness out there.
Really?
I'm going to rub it on my face.
It's all bad. Yeah. It's all bad. And we just need to be careful, is what I'm saying. Watch the young kid. We should go every Sunday to the hockey rink
and
watch the young kids play.
Yeah,
and just say, God damn it, we used to be able to do that.
I don't think we're there yet, Mike. How old are you?
I am going to be 35 this year.
All right.
I am an elderly man.
Nope.
When people playing this game professionally, like in peak form, when they get to my age, they retire. They're
that's
done.
True.
And they're like good and like work out every day. I'm fat as shit and I eat Taco Bell twice a week. I mean, Jaromir Jagr's 43 or something.
Maybe
that motherfucker ain't eating any Taco Bell.
Well, maybe that, you know, the hard life is like training at altitude, you know, like you're actually conditioning your body for a longer haul.
Oh, yeah.
You're gaining stamina by polluting your body. Maybe.
I'm punishing it and teaching it to adapt.
Right.
So you knock this goddamn tooth out.
Yeah.
And you go to the dentist.
Yeah, I hadn't been to a dentist probably because I just dislike them.
I haven't been there since high school.
Yeah, probably. It had been like a decade probably since the last time I had been.
Right, right.
And so I got the crown replaced, you know, all that newness. And
did they say, hey, man, you got other shit going on?
Yeah,
too?
I want to upsell you while you're here and dig some holes into your teeth. and so starts the episode.
Dun, dun, dun.
So I was on one of my final scheduled visits to get like the second of two fillings put in, cavity or whatever. Mm-hmm. And she was filling it with a tool that looks almost like a tiny soup can shape. I think she called it a sponger. She's packing like the
soup can shape.
Yeah, like it's in a cylinder type of shape. Not a really
like okay, so like a really little soup
can.
Yeah,
like a really tiny soup can.
Okay, there has to be something better to describe it than a soup can.
Well, what else? Okay.
Is it like
a tiny cylinder shape?
Is it like one of those things that that like they would use to decorate birthday cakes?
No, it's like the normal metal tool, but it's like a two-parter where she can switch the tips out.
Okay, okay.
So this, I'm just talking...
It's a small metal object.
Right.
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 So it fits on the top of the full thing.
Yeah, that slides into like the holder.
Right.
The handle.
Okay.
So she's using that to pack the filling stuff in. And mind you, this is probably an hour and a half into the whole spiel of being there because she's also doing like laser cleanings and things like that.
They clean with lasers now?
Well, they'll like do this thing below your gum line to help repair any sort of not gingivitis.
Man, it's been a while since I've been to the dentist. I didn't know they were using lasers.
Well, it's not, it's optional, but she was pushing it. So.
Somebody was suggesting to me recently, or somebody proposed something recently to me, and I don't know if this is a real thing or just something that somebody thought of, but I thought it was brilliant. They were saying that people hate the dentist more than anything in the world, and that they should just offer a service. Well, they'll just knock you the fuck out to do your dental work.
Yeah.
So they'll just like what they do, like when they're doing surgery on you, just knock you the fuck out.
Or kids, they do that for the kids.
Do they?
Yeah, they put gas.
So that's a thing that happens.
Yeah, they don't do local stuff with needles for.
Okay,
kids
I'm up for that. Yeah. I mean, if they actually,
I think you gotta.
I don't know if I am up for that.
You gotta have like anxiety or something like that to have them do it for an adult.
I don't think I've never been put under before.
Oh really?
No, it's never that's happened weird. To me.
You lose time.
You just wake up and you don't know what the fuck happened. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
It's like you got roofied.
It's like my day off when I'm just here. Like, I just roam around the house. I don't watch TV or anything. And then just like the day's over and I was like, I didn't do anything today. Like, where did my whole day go? I think I've put under every
you
day of my
nitrous
life.
Nitrous gas in your house. Do you start by laughing? Does the day start with you laughing and then end with
oh,
you
every day starts with
to,
laughter.
Coming to
absolutely
in a fetal yep. position.
I just wake up and I say, fuck, god damn it, today's going to be great. Sure. So they're doing this thing on your teeth.
Yeah, she's packing it with the whatever the material is they use now for fillings.
Yeah.
Like she's getting it in there, shooting it with the UV gun,
right,
getting it to solidify. So she's doing like another round of that.
So she's two-handed in your mouth?
Yeah, and an assistant's in there too.
Like, Jesus Christ. And you're just watching the whole damn thing?
Well, I'm lounged on my back. I can't watch inside my mouth.
Well, but you're watching all these people working
right,
on you.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I got something removed from my lip one time. Mm-hmm. And they numbed all my shit up, but I was still awake. But they were acting like I was asleep because they were having this detailed conversation about the doctor had gotten a new dog, and they were talking about they might have to put this dog down because it was a big pain in the ass. And like in the meantime, they're cutting on my lip, and I kind of feel the tugging and like blood spurting all over their glasses. And I'm just sitting there watching these two people just casually chopping on me.
How's that not the greatest?
Blood all over them.
But wait, how is this not the best story? You're gushing blood on the dentist chair.
It was pretty uneventful other than that.
Okay.
You know, like they were just shooting my blood all over the place and talking about a dead dog or an alive dog that they wanted to be dead, I think. And they were just talking like, you know, hey, did you watch Bones last night? And just
yeah, I get my airplane fake sleep going when I'm in the dentist chair because they do stupid shit.
You just
like
zone
that.
Out?
Yeah, I act like I play possum.
I can't zone out.
Yeah.
I can't do it. Like I'm always looking for you know, making sure that nobody's coming in the
checking
door
your blind
to
spots
come get me
stuff.
Or something. Yeah, you know, like, you know, when I go to a restaurant or something, I'm facing the door. I want to see if anybody's coming, you know.
Who's coming for you?
I don't know. I want to be prepared if they do. Good. You know what I'm saying?
Good thought. This might be why you're so tired, is you're so paranoid. Anyway. Seems exhausting.
So they're packing your thing with
yeah.
With goo.
The soup can, yeah.
The tiny little soup can.
Right. So, yeah. Somewhere shit goes south.
Right.
And I hear, uh-oh, and before I even hear, uh-oh, I feel a metal object in the back of my throat. Because mind you, I'm flat back. I'm not even upright at all. And I start gagging because I've got, you know, Novocaine in the mouth and stuff. So it's hard for me to control keeping the mouth aperture closed to keep this thing from falling back.
You weren't expecting it.
Right.
It caught you by surprise. It's like when you swallow a bee, you know?
Right,
it's
exactly.
Like, I wasn't expecting a bee to fly in my mouth right
so
now.
So this one-inch piece of stainless steel is floating around in the back of my throat, tickling my gag reflex, and I try to get up to turn to spit and get it out, but in a reactionary mode, the assistant comes in with that, you know, fat, like, smoothie straw sized suction tube and is jamming it down my throat
trying
to get at it, and I'm fighting her and the metal thing from falling down into my throat.
So she tried to vacuum it
last
second.
She's trying to vacuum. I'm trying to get up. She's
that's
pushing
quick
me
faking.
Down.
It didn't work, but
no, it didn't work. It only exacerbated the problem, but so Inevitably, I end up swallowing this
soup can.
The soup can.
The little soup can.
On a one-inch, yeah. It's about a one-inch attachment.
Right.
So
is that awkward? You like, what happened?
Like, so, well, first, you never want to see your dentist, like, sweating and nervous. That's
right.
You know they're sadists, so you figure they can handle a lot of shit before they freak out. So to see that freaks me out even more. And I didn't see what she was using at the time. I thought I had just, like, swallowed some sort of hook.
Yeah, you don't want to swallow the hook. Right. I guess it's a good thing that it was, the soup can and not not something sharp.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So she's freaking out. And she's, saying apologies as much as she can. And I'm like, well.
Yeah. Apologies aside. Are we going to finish this tooth or what? What are we going to do here?
Yeah. So, because, they got all the things in, like they put little, rubber blockers when they're doing the fillings to keep it. Because it was like on the edge of the tooth. So anyway, she's got all these attachments on my tooth. Like,
right.
To guide what's being filled. So she's got to finish that. So that's another 15 minutes of like.
And the whole time you're probably, up in your head going, oh, my God.
Yeah. What the fuck am I going to do about this metal in my stomach? there's no handbook for how to react. Awkwardness obviously was there of.
Right.
I'm watching her try and finish the procedure.
The wheels are turning.
Yeah. I'm watching her try and finish the procedure. Also building in my head. What kind of money can I get out of this?
She's filling in the filling, I'm sure she's thinking, what kind of money is this guy going to get out of me?
Exactly. So it's just really tense, the most tense filling.
Right.
So she finishes that. I insist that it would be best for me to go home, guzzle a bunch of water, get myself slightly inverted to try and coax the metal back towards the
you're trying to send it back the way
it came. I want to get it up and out and puke it out and get done with it that way. She, being somebody in the legal or in the medical profession and being concerned about the legal
probably
side
doesn't
of it,
want you to
she go
wants
home
and
to
start
call
barfing.
Up a friend that's at Mercy Hospital and probably I think she was a gynecologist, so that only lends to the credibility of this recommendation.
So I got this friend. She looks at vaginas normally, but she might know what to do.
Exactly how to fix this.
I mean, she went to medical school.
Taking babies out. I'm putting metal in. It's the same. It's the same. So she wants me to go to Mercy and assures me that she will cover the fees,
Right.
I didn't really want to, but that's what I choose to do because
that's what
there's no handbook.
Right.
I didn't have time to call my lawyer and say,
medical
what
advice.
Should I do here? How do I make this the most beneficial situation?
Right. So you go to the hospital.
So, I go to the ER, which, if you've never been, is a fun time, especially when you have a non-life-threatening.
Oh, you sit there for hours.
Approximately 6 hours. I sat waiting, and even though I explained, look, I just swallowed it. I think we can get it out. There's no...
You get a big magnet.
Right. Well, it's stainless steel, so magnets don't work.
Oh, no.
That's the other...
I was going to say, you get a big magnet, like with some fishing line, and you just swallow that.
I know.
And you just listen really closely for the chink, and you pull, right?
Yeah. So what's weird is I'm sitting here, filing my report or whatever at the ER desk, giving them the information, and there's people coming in with, severed arteries in their arm and stuff.
Every time one of them comes in, you roll your eyes and say, that just pushed it back.
But the amount of amazement, But the amount of amazement on the faces of the people hearing my story in the ER was shocking. Like, they thought that was an incredible story. Fuck these severed arms. This guy swallowed a metal tiny soup can. This is the scariest thing that's ever crossed my mind.
So you probably got in earlier just out of curiosity.
Yeah. Somebody's like, I want to get the guy.
People were interested.
Yeah.
It was an interesting case.
Yeah. Somebody needed to get their
I would imagine that
badge.
Kids probably swallow nickels and stuff all the time. This would be a similar deal, right?
Yeah. But even though I was trying to explain to them what the tool was, they were all picturing the hook.
The hook.
Yeah.
Right. There's a dental tools.
Right.
It's probably pointy, the bad ones, yeah. The ones that scrape your...
Probably the majority are all pointy and hurt.
Right.
But, so yeah, it was about midnight or so before I get admitted. And then I have to wait another hour sitting in my paper gown. And I'm in this tiny little room that's just for scoping the stomach or whatever the hell they call it.
Scoping?
Well, you know, the camera.
They put a camera up your ass?
And through the mouth.
Through the... Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
So...
Did you get to watch the video as it was happening?
No, I was knocked out. So here's...
Oh, they knocked you out.
Yeah, right. So oh, okay. As they go to knock me out... Now, granted, I have not had a dinner... I've been sitting for about 6 hours with a piece of metal in my stomach.
Right.
Trying not to drink too much water because they said don't drink because it'll just encourage your stomach to open and start digesting.
Did you take a good poop in all that time?
No. Oh. They were like, don't do any of that. Oh. Don't even pee because that'll just encourage your stomach to process
move stuff along. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. So I'm laying there and then they start to – they get in with the anesthesia. And they give one round, and I can't remember the numbers now, but let's just say for impact's sake or for understanding's sake, 100's a normal dose to put somebody over.
Right.
100 milligrams or whatever it was. It's the same stuff that killed Michael Jackson. I can't remember what it's called.
I guess for reference, you're a bit of a drinker. Yeah. Or you were at that time.
Yeah, let's just be fair. I do like a drink.
You enjoy a cocktail. Yeah.
Yes. So, but I was sober during the incident. But yeah, I definitely keep myself under medication in leisure times.
So 100 is the normal dose.
100's a normal dose. There's no impact on me. They want me to count backwards, and I'm like, yeah, that's fine. They
ask
me
questions. Count backwards.
I'm like, that's fine. What's up? Okay, well, they want to wait a minute. Let's bump it up by 50. Okay, they do that. Okay, that didn't have any new effect either. We get up to around 300-something, and that's the last I really remember after the fact. But I know I'm sitting there. And my body's getting warm, and they're having talks with me, and I'm like, I'm just going to apologize ahead of time. I think there's a really big fart about to come out. And sure as shit, and they're packed, like I said, in this little 4x4 room. And,
see,
and everybody wants to see because there's all these med students that haven't seen a scoping of a stomach yet and want to enjoy it for the ride. So it's a packed house.
So you gassed them all out.
Yeah, and it was loud and relieving.
And then that was what did it? That put you under?
And then I remember them talking a little bit more, and then, yeah, I'm out. I don't know anything after that until I come to. And then the first thing they say as I'm coming to, and, you know, first reaction is just to try and sit up or, you know, where the hell am I? I got to get out of here. They're like, no, calm down. So we saw it. We got right in there.
There it was,
sitting right on your, I don't think it's stoma.
And it wasn't a hook. It looked like a little suitcase.
We could see it sitting right on the little sphincter at the bottom of your stomach. And the doctor went in to get the, whatever the claws are that they use to grab shit. When he started to slide
like those
that
grabby
in.
Tools like they use on the side of the highway when they're picking up trash.
Yeah, exactly. But
like
smaller.
Smaller.
Like the soup can.
Right.
So when he went to feed that in, they said the stomach opened up and it just went right down. So I'm pissed because, like, I've been sitting here 6 hours saying timeliness. Oh, and I forgot there was x-rays and stuff
like,
before all that.
Guys, yeah. Let's get the show on the road.
Right. So now what do we do? It just escalated to DEFCON. What? I forget. Does it
so
go backwards? One?
Where does the little soup can travel after that? I guess right. It's in your intestines now, or was it in your intestines then?
No, that was in the stomach still.
Okay, so it was in the stomach. So now it's traveling around waiting to become dookie.
Right.
It's right.
Rolling with the turds.
And they can't scope there anymore, right?
No, yeah, they don't do it after that.
Yeah. So now it's just kind of around.
Yep. They give me this, and you can't see it on the radio, but...
They gave you
when
the shrug.
Now what do? They just kind of put their hands up to the heavens like, we wait. Okay, well, what do I wait for? Well, you're going to have to dig through your poop for the next 2 or 3 days. And if it shows up, great. If it doesn't, then you're going to have to come get a follow-up x-ray to see if it's still in there or if it's perforated your intestine and gone into your body cavity or something.
Oh, that's reassuring.
Yeah, all these are positive things. I mean,
right.
You know, I'm excited about all
you get
options.
To dig through your shit. Right. That's fun.
Right.
I've never dug through my shit before.
You don't want to.
It's not fun?
It's not as fun as you would think.
You shit in a bowl,
right?
So
because I'm still going to work.
Squish around with it like Play-Doh, right?
So I'm still going to work,
right? You gotta work.
So I go down while I'm at work, and try.
I wonder if they would grant you medical leave for that. You say I got to stay home these next couple of days and dig through my turds.
Probably could have.
And the whole time you're thinking, I hope this thing doesn't fuck up my intestines, because then what? You got internal bleeding and
right, and then we got surgery to come get it out of there.
Bad shit going on.
Who knows what happens then?
Just because this damn broad has butterfingers, no wonder I don't. You know what? Haven't gone to the dentist since I heard this story. Dentists for me.
Never go. Wait till all your teeth are ready, and then get them just removed and get dentures and be done with it.
So,
through the next few days, I'm digging through my turds at work. And mind you, there's no handicap bathrooms or single man bathrooms. So I'm doing it in stalls. Well, I had to go down to the cafeteria to see first if my good friends in the cafeteria had some, out of the, past their prime.
So you didn't come to work prepared with like a...
Right, I had
like
no
a poop grabbing
turd cutters.
Tool.
I did not
you
have
didn't
turd
bring
cutters.
A little bag of turd... utensils.
Yeah, no.
So you travel down to the cafeteria, and did you explain to the guy at the cafeteria?
Yeah, I had no shame in it because I mean,
did
otherwise...
you tell him the whole story?
No,
or did
it would have went to this long thing.
Hey, man.
Hey, I had something happen that I had a piece of metal I had swallowed. I need to check my feces. you guys got any of the tongs that would work for feces checking? And luckily they did have some like cheap aluminum ones.
They gave you an old pair of barbecue tongs.
Right, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
And so you took your barbecue tongs to the tarlet.
Ting, ting. You know, anybody who comes in the bathroom wonders, what's that guy doing over there? First off, why does the bathroom smell like somebody's smearing their shit all over the wall?
So
it's not like you can.
You
just,
reached in there and grabbed them.
No, you like. I had to fish them up to the front dry area to the beach. I had to beach the whale, and then slowly smash and push it down in, bit by bit to see if I could come across it.
Did you have to like create like a barrier on the hole? Because I feel like a lot of times when
right.
I dookie,
yeah, those phantom ones just go right.
They
down.
They kind of. Plane right into the hole and they're gone.
Yeah.
I didn't do that?
No, I mean, that was my fear of like, why am I even checking? Because most likely something that's stainless steel would be
heavy
at the front of the gate and
yeah,
maybe
at the
just
forefront.
Get shoved right down. And yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was a fruitless endeavor from go, but I felt like it could,
So for multiple days, you used these barbecue tongs. Where did you keep the barbecue tongs like in the meantime? Like between sessions.
So there was, a lot of companies will have like a donated books section that people exchange tech books, technical books that they've already read up on, and they just put them in this little library, which was outside and adjacent to the main cafeteria area. So I did a little, rinsing and paper towel wipe off of these things and then wrapped them in a paper towel and set them up on top of one of the bookshelves down in the kitchen area because there was nowhere in the bathroom to keep them, and I'm not going to keep them at my desk. So where else but near the food?
Right. And so yeah, you didn't fear that like somebody would find the barbecue tongs and say,
I've more laughed.
I got to return these back to the cafeteria.
No, I figured if they got within a few feet of them, they would know that they weren't cafeteria worthy anymore. I've more laughed at the thought of somebody stumbling across right.
A cafeteria that you eat at, I assume.
Yeah, but I mean, it's...
Where are the barbecue tongs now? Did you throw them away when you
were
done
with
them?
No, yeah. So after the last day that I did, before I got the x-ray, I had put them back like normal. And then after it was all said and done, I was going to go get them and throw them away, but they were just gone.
They were gone and you don't know where they went?
Mm-mm. Somebody's turd... They went to the turd cut in heaven in the sky.
I worry that those are like still in circulation.
Yeah, like they got banned.
You don't worry about that like every day of your life?
You know, that place left me pretty angst, so I
so you get a little bit of joy.
I get a little joy of that possibility as well.
So after multiple days of fishing through your turds,
yeah,
you return to the hospital.
Or just imaging center, yeah.
And you says to him,
I says,
hey man, I've been digging through my turds, haven't found nothing.
Right.
And
mind you, there's a lot of psychosomatic stuff that goes on, too, when this is going on. Like pain in the gut, it's like, oh, is that going through my gut?
That's the one, right?
Yeah, that's the one.
Right.
It's just cut a hole in
my
gut.
And, you're probably getting stomach pain just from worrying about your stomach.
Right, right.
Yeah, so that's probably even worse.
Oh, shit. I didn't even skip the best punchline. When I came out of it, after they said we had it, we couldn't get it. By the way, it took you 3 times the amount of a normal adult male to put you down. So it was like 500 milligrams when a normal dose would be like under 100.
So
somebody my size. And they're like, and no, that would even put down somebody up to 300 pounds usually.
Right. So they were impressed by you? You're a medical marvel.
Wondered. And now you've heard, you know, our other teammate, his wife does anesthesia, right? Nick's.
Yeah.
And she said it's because I drink.
It's because it's numbed you to everything?
Yeah. I'm just numb to the world.
Well, that's good in a way, because then, like, you know, when the cold fingers of death grab your throat, you won't even really notice that much. You'll just slip away.
That's right.
You'll
just greet death with a grin.
So you go, you get x-rays again,
right?
And you're saying, guys,
negative.
Not finding this thing.
Right.
The soup can
so I didn't find
is not
it.
In any
the
of my
x-rays
dukes.
Didn't find it. Must have went down the toilet is what the prognosis is then at that point.
Do you think there's
it really it really makes you lose faith in the Western medicine and science behind things.
Because you never found it.
I don't know. Yeah.
So they think it's not in you anymore.
Right.
But it might be.
They don't know. Yeah, they don't know.
It might. Maybe you just absorbed it, and it's going to be like your superpower.
I think so. I think it's like migrating down my leg at this point. Probably worked its way out of my colon.
And I mean, you've gone through metal detectors, and it hasn't affected it.
Yeah, but stainless steel, I don't think, would set one up.
Really?
I don't know. It's non-ferrous, so I don't think a metal detector... It's just odd to me because steel, to begin with, is made with iron, but somehow it becomes non-magnetic when they make it stainless. I don't get it.
So was there any further correspondence with the dentist? Did you say to the dentist?
Yeah, so like, her resolution to all this shit is to give me discounted services.
Which you don't want to do anyway.
Which I don't want to see her anymore.
Yeah.
I'm done.
Why do you want to go to her again?
She's so I can get more shit in my stomach.
I mean, I would definitely encourage you to at least give her a poor Yelp review.
I know. I need to get back to
at the very least, Mike.
No, I had
I think she's a 1-star on Yelp.
Right, exactly.
She put you through quite an ordeal.
Can you imagine that comment of like the story of why she got a 1-star?
Damn story.
But yeah, so she fired the assistant and blamed the assistant for not properly attaching.
Oh, she fired the assistant.
Yeah,
the assistant got fired.
Yeah,
that's kind of a bummer.
Yeah, because she was a sweet lady, and the doctor's a bit of a quack, or the dentist is a bit of a quack.
Okay, so the dentist was working on you, and she dropped the thing.
Right.
But she says the assistant fucked up putting it on the tool.
Putting it on the
tool. That's some bullshit.
Oh, it's whole bullshit.
You check and make sure.
Right.
Yeah,
you're the PhD in this room, Doc.
Yeah. And to throw your person under the bus, that's bullshit. Fuck that lady.
Yeah. So I had nefarious thoughts about, you know, using my tech foo and hacking something and getting what I wanted out of her. But then I thought, why?
Why?
Why even deal with it? So she was trying to sell me on getting Invisalign, and she would give me a rate on that. And anyway, in a roundabout way, eventually I just said, no, fucking, I'll just give you a number that my friends who are in the, you know, in law say would be an adequate amount to compensate for the personal duress.
Right.
Because she's like, well, I paid for your medical bills. And I'm like,
lady,
so your medical bills, bitch.
Lady, I had to dig through my poop for a week.
Right.
Where's my payment for that?
Right. And then spend, you know, a whole fine evening in the ER with the just the greatest people in the world usually rolling in there.
So you got some kind of compensation?
Yeah, she, you know, knocked off on the cavity things that she did, the fillings, and did the rest of the, or gave me, like, the laser, whatever, gum line stuff for pretty damn cheap. Probably she gave me what she's calling $1,000. But meantime, while all this shit's going on, and I feel like she's getting away with, you know, malpractice a bit, she's bringing in, like, new 3D imaging equipment for teeth and, like, cutting edge shit.
No, no, make no mistake.
Yeah.
The dentist is doing fine.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
She is not. The dentist is doing fine no matter what you get out.
And she even tried to plead that to, well, you know, my kids, we got to go on vacation and this. Things are tight around here.
Oh, boo fucking who?
I couldn't believe the gall.
Boo fucking who?
She was a Greek woman, too. So. She had an accent.
The Greeks?
Yeah. So I don't know where I was going with that, except for Greece defaulted on their loan. So I just don't trust anybody who's Greek when it comes to financials is what it comes down to.
That's one of the stereotypes about the Greek.
Right.
You just can't trust them with financials.
Right. They're no good to lend to or let in your mouth.
Right.
Okay. So, yeah, that's about the gist of it. I haven't been back since.
To the dentist in general this particular dentist?
Yeah, in general. I got my teeth filled. I'll wait till something else devastating happens and then
deal with it. Maybe getting a tooth knocked out in a hockey game is really the only
trigger
way you can get regular checkups.
That's right.
It's because it forces the matter.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you don't want to be a silly goose out there without teeth.
Right.
You got to go get it fixed.
You got to replace, especially the front tooth. You need it. It looked weird with just a bloody nub.
So maybe really, like, in the grand scheme of things, like, you know, this silly little journey that we're on called life, you know, like maybe like the small little injuries we might incur playing a dumb game may lead to something greater. And it's all cyclical. It's all going to happen anyway, right?
Yeah, a chaos theory. You got to be, you know, putting yourself in a place to let new things happen order for new things to happen.
You got to fucking have a little bit of danger to feel.
Yeah.
Right. And maybe, like, you know, for me, like, you know, I'm cynical and I think the whole thing's stupid. So maybe, like, I need three times the amount of danger, Mike.
Like skydiving or what?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you needed three times the amount of...
Or unprotected sex with a homeless man in the rear.
You needed three times the amount of a knockout drug to go under.
Yeah.
Maybe I need a thrill is what I need. Maybe, like, I need a bungee jump or
yeah, you need to kickstart your adrenaline.
Right. And then maybe, like, I won't look at life the same way. You know, I haven't experienced much. You know, I stay in my bubble is what I do. Stay in my bubble. Maybe I got to do something that scares me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Get out of your comfort zone. See what happens.
And you're...
start a fire in some kitchens.
Your barbecue tong poop story has taught me that.
Good. That really was, I forgot, that's the moral of the whole story.
And I need nootropics so I can be about my wits.
And you need a bong. And
a bong.
Copious amounts of weed.
I tried weed a couple of times, and I didn't like it. That one I did try, but I didn't like it.
I like it.
People told me that it's because I'm a control guy.
Yeah, a lot of people, it's the feeling of losing their...
It's why I'm not much of a drinker either. They think
it makes sense.
Because I'm a control guy. But yeah. I don't know if that's the case. I mean, especially now that I have this new outlook.
Yeah, maybe that is your first step one to the new feeling in life.
Lose control,
just
baby.
Surrender control. It's an illusion. Nothing's controlled.
Right, right. I mean, what do we really have control over?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Even if you try to control your own breath, there's something called a hiccup. So
goddamn hiccups, man.
Goddamn hiccups all over the place.
I get the hiccups all the time. They're a son of a bitch. I don't even know what to do about it. They're just boom, fucking hiccup. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You need your life-changing hiccup. Tiny soup can.
Mike, buddy.
Yes, sir.
Thanks for telling us the story.
Thanks for having me. I feel it's, catharsis? Is that the word that I'm looking for?
Does it feel good to kind of go back and revisit
the demons? Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure you have other good stories.
Yeah,
Maybe we shouldn't wait 3 years this time.
That's true.
You come back and hang out with us again sometime soon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fun. Good times.
Good times.
You know?
Yeah. I'll have to think what's the next best story I got. Oh, I've got some crazy woman stories. Like crazy women.
Women?
Yeah, just stuff that's... Those I'm not as excited to talk about. That's like revisiting a nightmare.
Is there anything else you want the people to know about? Is there something that...
What do you call your people? Wheelbarrowers? Dickers?
It changes around. Yeah. Recently, they had an affection for being called dickheads. And I don't know why.
I don't know why,
but they were like, hey, I want to be the number two dickhead. And I was okay.
Sold.
If that's what you want, then sure, I'll call you dickheads if that's what makes you happy. But I remember that the last time you were here, we talked a lot about Social Security numbers.
Oh, yeah. So there is a topic where one of my friends is going over that edge. Because, you know, like I said, I like subculture. I like the, what is it called? the occult, if you will. Not that I buy into all of it. I'm just interested.
You're interested in it.
In the idea that it could be. And that there are people who do go full in on it.
Right.
So I have a friend who's way into flat earth theory.
Ooh.
And that's gaining ground as I researched it once he told me about it.
I see like Attila Tequila is a flat earth person.
There's a lot of flat earthers.
B.O.B. is a flat earther.
So yeah, the whole concept NBA players? Of universe and things being in space and this 3D view of... The world is supposedly the lie or the deception of the great deceivers, of an alien hybrid, or I'm sorry, a reptile hybrid.
The
lizard people.
Right. Yeah,
and they regenerate, and they do this thing. The other big party likes to focus on is bloodletting, where they'll do blood over intent. And the concept behind it is you put blood in you write a statement of something you want to see come true. And you put your own blood on it, and then you can burn it or bury it, and that it gives it some sort of mystical power to make it come true. And there's claims that 9/11 was like a grand bloodletting by the New World Order and this whole reptile race.
So there was lizard people.
Sacrificing lambs to gain power to change the world the way they want it to work out for the New World Order.
By blowing up the Twin Towers?
Yeah, by killing all the people in the Twin Towers. And
what does that have to do with the Earth being flat?
Nothing. This is that the same people.
The deceivers
who want to keep people thinking the Earth is, that there's this heliocentric model, then there's a universe around us.
Well, what do you gain by tricking dickheads in you know, the world, like the shape of the Earth? Like, what do you gain?
So the ancient stuff that people used to think before they thought the world was round was. And it goes all the way back to, like, I don't even know, Egyptian and prior, Babylonian.
Before we continue any further, you believe the Earth's round, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
What bothers me is my inability to give conclusive arguments to this friend that it has to be round based on certain things that happen.
Like flying from California to Australia the other way.
Right. And the fact that the sun's setting. Well, they have answers for all these things.
And Australia can... The argument that I saw was that...
Things sink over the horizon.
If you're standing on the roof, you can see really far and you don't see any curve.
Yeah. But also when you're flying up in an airplane and you're up above the clouds, I think I see a little bit of a curve, but they say that
well, there's a couple things. There's such a huge vastness.
Yeah.
I mean, like, right. Have you ever driven to California? It takes so fucking long.
Right.
It takes a really long time.
Well, and I've been on a cruise ship, and as you lose sight of the coast,
right.
It disappears behind the water line.
Right.
But they say, well, that's just the waves or the tides. But so I can't beat him. You know, dead to rights with any argument that I try to give that this is a hokey theory. But the whole concept behind it is there's this real sun. The moon is put up in the sky as a deception. And when you die and they talk about the tunnel at the end of the light, it's actually this moon, the reptile race's beacon to call people up there where they recycle your soul and send it back down into another body. And therefore, Earth is hell. There's actually a dark sun underneath the flat Earth that we're being deceived not to know about or get any sort of communication.
How do you get to the other side?
Well, Antarctica is supposedly, instead of it being a polar cap at the bottom, is actually an icy wall around the entire flat Earth.
Whoa.
I know. It takes real suspension of all knowledge and belief to do this. And the way you
But isn't it just so much easier just to say, and I guess that's my gripe with religion too. Mm-hmm. Like, isn't it, instead of believing all this stuff, all this magical things, isn't it just easier to just say, you know, I don't really know.
Yeah.
I'm not a goddamn geologist. And, you know, I know that if I go down to Arby's, and I work an 8-hour shift at Arby's.
Right.
They will pay me to give roast beef sandwiches out a window to people.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, I can take that money and I can go buy things with it that I like.
Well, that is.
And just live, like, within your own existence.
And that's the.
Existence.
Yeah, that would be falling into exactly what the reptiles want us to do is stay busy with the mundane horseshit stuff in our lives so that we don't.
But how do we fight the reptiles, Mike? How do we fight them? How do we beat the reptiles? Is it just to know? Well, is it to know the reptiles exist?
Yeah, so one of the big
Does
arguments
that hurt
is
them?
Don't walk towards the light when you die. That's one of the big arguments. That's the only way to escape other than somehow taking a trip to Antarctica. There's a rift, supposedly, in there, like a hole.
In
Antarctica.
Are there
that
people
you can
that
climb down in and, you know, journey to the center of the earth, basically?
Are there people that we know that are reptile people?
Like, yeah, like George Bush, they claim, the Queen
Senior,
Elizabeth.
Senior, junior, or both?
All, yeah.
All the Bushes family. Are reptile people?
Yeah, and they claim that they don't really die. They just, they can clone themselves is the
is
thing that
Jeb
they claim.
Is Jeb Bush a reptile person?
I would assume the whole family's supposed to be. I don't know.
Then why did, like, Jeb Bush not ascend to the top of the mountain? Like, Jeb Bush just kind of
hybrids.
Fizzled out.
Yeah, there's hybrids. So maybe
so
he's
Jeb
more,
Bush wasn't full reptile.
More, yeah, maybe he's more human. That's what they would say.
Maybe, know. Like, they just thought it would be too obvious.
Right.
You know, it's all part of their plan.
Yeah.
You know, like a M. Night Shyamalan Ding Dong.
Right.
Like, he didn't want to do the obvious thing. He wants to,
Keep you thinking you know what's going to happen, and then gotcha. So, yeah, it's a hard one for me to wrap my head around to even start to try and come to a common ground to say, what? Okay, I could see why this is true.
But you entertain these theories just because they're interesting.
Yeah, I like to think what would be if everybody did believe this. And to me, it feels a lot. It's scary to me because it sounds a lot and feels a lot like the mysticism, the dark arts that existed, you know, in Egyptian times and prior. The worship of death.
How they get all those blocks there to make that pyramid, man? How they do it?
Yeah, I don't know.
The slaves, right?
I guess. I don't know.
Maybe.
Yeah, I think
so. Or might have been, like, lizard magic.
Could have been lizard levitation magic. You never know.
Hmm.
So that's the theory that I've been.
A lot to unpack.
Oh, and there's a pretty funny clip on YouTube where somebody equates the movie Sausage Party to actually talking. It's really a representation of this whole flat Earth thing.
Well,
I laughed when I first saw that. I was like, oh, they do a really good job
that,
of like,
that,
saying
that
how
movie,
this is.
That movie had some very
religious
themes.
Yeah, and existential themes to it.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was kind of deep if you really dig into it.
Yeah.
It was fucking stupid.
Yeah, so they say the whole store and the glass roof is the bubble or the domed flat earth that we live in, and leaving there is like going down into the rift.
And now I have to watch this video. I'm going to seek out...
Yeah, just search Sausage Party Flat Earth. Okay. It's funny. I mean, you'll get... It really does a good job of summarizing all the major points of the flat earthers and telling you how Sausage Party was meant to represent that theory.
Oh, wow. Guys, I mean, we did it. Happy 300 to us. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Inappropriate Mike.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
This is Sparta. Did you get that quote into your 300 yet?
It's going to go right here.
This is Sparta!
I want you to know it's over.
Well, bye.
Guys, it's Napier. Join us live Monday nights at 9, 8 central on strangelabel.com. You can listen to back episodes at wfodix.com. Call in, leave us a voicemail at 636-487-HAND. That's H-A-N-D. Interact with us on Twitter at WFODshow or facebook.com/WFODix. Email your comments to wfodshow@gmail.com. Special thanks to our Patreon sponsors, Brian Kranz, Liquid Lozenge, Harry Balls Anya, and Jody B. Come back next week. We'll do this again, probably.
Hey guys, Mike here. Have you ever thought to yourself, man, it'd be really great if I could give money to the people who do that thing I like? Well, we made that possible. Go to WFODix.com and find it under the Extras tab. In turn, we'll say thank you at the end part of the show that everyone skips past. But you won't, because you're one of the good ones. You stay till the end. You'll never leave us. Right?